Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jillian Rogers. This week on AK, soaring. The circus is coming to Sitka, Alaska, but the performers aren't from out of town. They are ordinary citizens who in the past 2 years have learned to climb, swing, and soar. Led by an aerialist with roots in Alaska, Sitka Cirque is dreaming up a new kind of circus that provides as much thrill to the participants as it does to the audience. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Okay, you ready? On your marks, get set.
Franny Donahoe watches as her students climb. Not to the top of a dunk tank or a trapeze.
Yeah, look at this silk dance. Look how waves. Like
but up a flowing piece of fabric, rigged from the ceiling and falling dramatically to the floor, like a stage curtain. It's called a silk. Donahoe has rigged four of them above what used to be the town's swimming pool. Part of the drama of silks is the height, and within seconds, her students are 20 feet in the air.
Part of the thing, you know, when I was starting out, you know, you go, I'm like, oh, I'm teaching aerial silks, and everyone goes, what? What is that? Well, now I say, oh, I'm teaching aerial silks, and they all go, oh, you're the one doing that thing with everybody up in the air, and the I heard about that.
Today, Donahoe is leading an evening class for her advanced students. Aerial silks was invented by Cirque du Soleil in the mid-90s. Performers wrap, drop, swing, and spiral their bodies on the silk to music.
And let's find our way back down to the ground.
All kinds of music. Woo! Yeah. Donahoe grew up dancing in Sitka, without any dreams of running away with the circus. She started learning ballet at the age of 10. She was the Snow Queen in Sitka's first local performance of The Nutcracker. But when she moved to London in 2008 to light up professional stages, the circus found her.
Every agency that I came up against, they said, oh, you're a dancer, great, but can you do it in the air? So after enough of those people kind of saying, can you do it in the air, I went, okay, yes, why not?
Donahoe picked it up quickly. She returned to Sitka in 2014 and opened a grassroots circus program with aerial silks at its core. In the past year, 95 students enrolled in her classes, some with prior training in dance or climbing, but for most, their last pull-up was on the monkey bars in kindergarten. And they're exactly the kinds of people Donahoe wants to teach.
The ones that say I can't are the ones that I'm most wanting to succeed, because for me, what is important isn't how, you know, well somebody can execute a skill. It's how far they progress from where they started.
And sometimes that means being painfully honest with yourself about your body's limitations. Taylor White is an aquarium manager. She's constantly moving buckets of rocks and shifting aquariums around. She joined Cirque to improve her upper body strength and said those first 2 weeks were brutal.
You can't even hold on to the silks to do the things that you want to do because you can't hold yourself on the silk for long enough. So and then you wake up with these like lobster claw hands and you have to kind of stretch them back.
White even broke her pinky once during a drop, which is when you wrap the silk around you and free fall so that the silk catches you before you hit the ground. That drop, which used to be her nemesis, is now her favorite. She performed it at the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines last month.
It's a total trust thing and trusting that the silks are wrapped correctly and that your body can handle that drop.
And according to Zeke Blackwell, when you finally get it, it's pure exhilaration.
There's nothing like it. All of the lights in your body go off at once.
Blackwell was obsessed with the circus growing up.
I wanted to be one of the 40 clowns that would come out of the small car and hit each other on the nose and fall around and eat pie.
Blackwell explains that modern circus is trying to showcase something that's a little less slapstick and a lot more human.
You still get the flashiness and the tricks and the amazing marvel that you do in your traditional circus, but it's all channeled through people and through the human form.
Okay, so last group.
Donahoe just signed a lease for a new space for the circus program. And she wants to add more classes this fall, juggling and acro dance. She's not aiming for perfection. Rather, She wants to create a space where students don't have to worry about wowing audiences and can simply learn to be in awe of themselves.
How many adults are allowed the time to play, to not be limited by what you think is possible, but to allow yourself to discover what can be possible?
And sometimes that means getting off the ground. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.